Making a difference in her workplace, this is Cindy Keys. Cindy, thanks for being a rock star employee. Now, you're an RN. Have you spent your entire career at Terrace Lodge, or how did the connection with you and Terrace Lodge come around?
No, I graduated from nursing and went to BC. I worked in long-term care in BC for 10 years, and then I moved back to Ontario and worked with VON for 16 years. And then I was due for a change, and about 5 years ago, I applied to Terrace Lodge, and that's where I've been as a full-time nurse ever since.
Were you always working in long-term care homes as an RN, or is this the sort of career transition over to long-term care?
You know, I started my career in long-term care, and it looks like I'm ending my career in long-term care. Yeah, it's just enjoyable to make a difference in the residents' days.
Yeah. Now, obviously, people you work with recognize what you do and why that makes you a rock star employee. What do you think are some of the things that other people pick up on that have made you so successful at what you do?
Maybe it's just giving that little bit extra to the residents or helping out the PSWs if they need help. Sometimes you don't always have the time to help the other staff members, but it is nice if you can help them out and not just stick to your own job. It's nice to work as a team.
Now, what's the part of the job that you really brings you satisfaction, or at the end of the day, you kind of say, hey, that's been a good day at work. What sorts of factors are involved there?
If you can, you know, spend that little bit of extra time with a resident, that's all they really want in their day is just your time. And if you can fit that into your day to do that, then that is very rewarding at the end of your day.
I guess you form a relationship with the people that you're dealing with, and that doesn't seem as much a job that way. You're more working in sort of team fashion with them to deal with their health issues.
Exactly. It's more of an extended family, right? And during the pandemic, we were their family. Families weren't allowed to come in for quite some time, and all the residents saw was the staff. And it's, you know, still going on, but it's something that you never hope that, you know, they have to go through again. It was a long few years where, you know, they didn't understand, a lot of them, why people weren't coming to visit them.
Now, one quick question to wrap up, Cindy, is, let's say a younger teenager maybe, is looking at becoming an RN as a career. Is there a piece of advice you'd give them, or a piece of maybe experience, a life lesson that you can pass on to them?
I think to seriously consider working in long-term care. I think when you go through school, they always put in your mind that long-term care is when you're ending your career and you're ready to retire. That's a great time to go into long-term care, but it isn't the case. If you start young, you have more energy to give to those residents, and they have so much wisdom and knowledge and history to share with you. That you can just learn so much from them if you're just willing to give them the time to listen to them. Get a great understanding for seniors when you work in long-term care.
Okay, so you're a long-term care rock superstar.
I guess so.